Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Coming up on the show, we'll dip into our survivor pool and tell you who we're selecting this week as we try and stay alive. You know what I've been doing recently to help myself fall asleep is taking magnesium, which I know sounds really odd because I never really sleep well because we have to get up early and I always force myself to go to bed early. And I've tried, all sorts of stuff, actually. But this is the one thing I think is actually working. And I did a lot of research. It's like, oh, try this. And I ordered a couple bottles off of Amazon and tell you what, I'm not waking up every morning like, wow, it's 4 o'clock, amazing. But I'm sleeping a lot better, so it's been helpful.
I've heard of that. I can't remember if I have taken it before. I've heard it doesn't necessarily help you fall asleep, but it improves the quality of your sleep.
Yeah.
So you still, like, for me, I think I had taken it before, but I still need melatonin to fall asleep.
Oh, okay.
So it's about making the right cocktail of drugs.
I can't take melatonin. I've tried it, and it just, like, I have the wildest dreams. Like, wild.
Mm.
Like, talking in my sleep. I'm, like, kicking in my sleep. I've tried little doses, bigger, it doesn't matter. I'm like, whatever it is about melatonin, I just cannot. I've tried it, and I know it works for a lot of people, clearly works for you, but for me, it's just like a no-go.
Well, I take the kids' melatonin, so it's like half a milligram. So I think if you, like, microdose it, isn't that like a buzzword now?
Yeah.
If you microdose it, maybe the effects are different. I don't know.
Oh, okay, well, I'm going to start microdosing melatonin then. Who knew?
Mm-mm.
Chelsea, so you're going to want to stay up late. No sleeping on Sunday because we get Packers and Cowboys. The Packers are laying 7 in Dallas. And, of course, this is the Micah Parsons revenge game. So this quote came out a couple days ago, but I wanted to get your thoughts on it because it is a great quote. And Micah Parsons was asked about what it will be like to try and sack Dak Prescott.
And what if you get that opportunity? I know you will want to with Dak. What would that feel like?
It's gonna be painful.
Oh my God! Mm. If I'm Dak Prescott, that's something that would keep me up at night, right there. Like you can take 8 melatonins, and I'd still be eyes wide open. Like Mike is coming after me, and it's gonna be painful. I would hate. Oh my God! I would not want to be Dak this week because you know Mike is coming, and he's coming every play, and he's not gonna stop, and he's gonna get his revenge.
Ah, he's going to have to join the Seeing Ghost support group along with Tua Tagovailoa, who's constantly like just looking over his shoulder. But do you really want to feed into this? Because my first thought was like Roger Goodell hears this and like, oh, that's going to be a roughing the passer penalty. Because like you can take him down, but like you don't need to hurt him. And like Dak wasn't the person who was negotiating your contract. So like that is weird to me as well. Like, so I guess maybe they weren't friendly teammates? Or is he just taking out his anger on Dak that he probably should be using on Jerry Jones?
I think he's just taking it. It's projecting. That's what he's doing. You know? When he looks at Dak, he just hears, I thought we had a handshake deal. He's like, no, we didn't. You know, I'm going to take him down. he's just going to make a point. What's that?
Like... It's not Dak's fault, though.
No, I mean, it's
not. He's not in charge of the contracts.
No, it's not Dak's fault, but if you're Micah, you can't go to the sideline and sack Jerry Jones. I mean, you could try, but Jerry's probably going to be safe. You can give it a shot, maybe. I mean, if you're going to get a penalty, go for it. But the only way Micah Parsons can take it out on Jerry Jones is by performing on the football field. And what does that mean? It means pressuring Dak. It means being all over Dak. It means sacking Dak. It means standing up after a sack while half the people at the stadium at AT&T are cheering because they still love you, and half of them are booing because you're no longer a member of the team. Like, they're going to be conflicted because they love Micah. They didn't want to see Micah go. I did not want to see Micah go. And I think the only way for Micah to make that point is to take down the quarterback, because that's what he does.
Yeah, I think we always preach about, like, taking the high road, but, like, that's not fun. I do love it when athletes get a little petty. Like, sometimes the high road is what you should do, but listen, this is the scope of entertainment. Mm-hmm. So I love it when these guys are petty. So go ahead and get your petty on, Micah. We love to see it.
Then let me ask you about this. You put this in the chat, which I think is interesting. I've heard this a little bit, but I think it's worth expanding on, which is that the Cowboys weren't crazy about Micah's pod.
No, they hated Micah Parsons' podcast because he would get on there and talk about all the things they did poorly and then give a lot, like a weird amount of credit to people that the Cowboys were supposed to hate. It started with just like regular players hating it, and we know that Malik Hooker went on a podcast and basically ripped Micah to shreds when he left, because he was like, why is this guy podcasting when we can't stop the run? And then he's making jokes about us not being able to stop the run. He's like, that's kind of your job here. But there was a report that said that anger went all the way up the food chain to the quarterback, obviously being Dak Prescott. So he was not happy about it, allegedly, and I can't imagine why. I mean, he praised every single other quarterback in the NFC East except for Dak Prescott last year.
Interesting.
And then Dak's brother and his brother got in it on social media. So they're not exactly the best of friends.
Oh, I didn't know about the brothers getting into it. That runs deep.
I love how podcasting has become like an angle on some of these players, because so many people do it. And it's wild because, like, you can't criticize one and not criticize others, because everybody's like, oh, the Kelce brothers have a great podcast. Like, Travis Kelce's still playing in the NFL, but it is a podcast that I listen to. I tried to listen yesterday because they had Leonardo DiCaprio and, like, Benicio Del Toro, but it was basically just, like, a PR podcast where they talked about their movie the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, boring. I didn't want to hear that.
Jake took out your earbuds, was like, here, listen to this about the Ryder Cup. Listen to this. You're going to love this. Check it out.
Here's Brandel Chamblee. No.
You're not going to believe what Brandel has to say.
He hates Brandel Chamblee, for the record. But
well, let's find out what everyone else has to say when it comes to our Survivor picks and take a dip in the pool.
There can be only one.
Who will survive?
All right, here we go. I think we all won last week. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think we did. No. Dylan. Oh, yeah. I'm getting the thumbs down from Dylan. He had the Ravens. So.
No, I took the Packers.
Oh, yeah. The Packers. Oh, is that what it was? Oh, against the Browns?
Yeah.
Tough one.
Sorry.
Yeah, tough out here. Yeah, bad one.
That's a tough out right there. Okay. Well, you know what? It's new week. Survivor pool time. I'll get things started. Speaking of the Browns, are the Browns going to win two straight? No, they are not. They are in Detroit taking on the Lions. Okay, sure. Letdown spot for the Lions. But Lions back at home, Ford Field, the turf. They're laying 10 points against the Brownies, and we saw how physical Detroit is at the line of scrimmage. They got their mojo back on offense. Not a problem. 3-0 so far in the Survivor Pool. Let's go Lions over the Browns.
Let's go Lions. All right, so I'm going to pick another top team against a bottom feeder team, and so I'm going with the Bills over the Saints. I don't know if it was my turn, but I jumped in there. Sorry.
Sure.
All right, so we're going Bills over the Saints. Like, it's the Saints. Have you seen the Saints play football? Last week, they got absolutely blown to smithereens by the Seahawks, 44-13. And now this game is in Buffalo. So I understand, like, maybe the only knock on the Bills is the fact that they kept it close with another bottom feeder in the Dolphins. But, like, in the fourth quarter, were you really nervous that Josh Allen...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Allen wasn't going to get the job done. No. So even though the Bills defense has their flaws, I still think they get the job done at home against the Saints.
You're asking me if I've seen the Saints play football? No. I'm still waiting.
The answer
I'm still waiting for the Saints to play football. Whenever they want to show up and play, you guys let us know. All right. There. My God. Look at the handsome on this screen. Big, burly, and beautiful. Double D. What's going on, buddy?
Good morning. I'm taking the Fighting Jim Harbaugh's, the charges over the Giants. I think this is, once again, Jackson Dart, I think, is an upgrade from Russell Wilson, but he's also a rookie quarterback. I think he will make mistakes during this game. I think the Chargers will bring a lot of pressure, and I don't know if that Giants defense can stop what's coming at them with the charges and Jim Harbaugh.
Fair. Okay, who is next on the pool? Let's bring in Dylan.
So, yeah, I'm not going to sink alone this week. Chelsea, I'm joining on your bit.
Oh, thanks.
Now,
you're the
Bills,
problem.
This is a massive, massive spread for a reason. You have Buffalo, who's one of the best teams in the NFL, versus the Saints, who's one of the worst. That's just a typical guide that I use for Survivor. Didn't work out last week, but hoping to bounce back this week.
God. But this is at least a home game. Was that game in Cleveland? It was, right?
Yeah.
See, that goes against my standards, is I like to take teams that are at home. So we got this, Dylan. We good.
I always bet on teams sponsored by Dude Wipes. That's when you go in on the Brownies last week. What do they call them? Alpha Dog uniforms? Wasn't that the official name?
Yeah, Alpha
Dog. Of the uniform? All Browns? Okay.
Worked last weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know how much they'll work after that. I'm going to go to the bottom of the barrel. I'm going to take a matchup of two teams that are 0-3 and pray that these two silly geese don't jump in the pond of ties. I'm taking the Texans over Chelsea's Titans. If the Texans have any hope of being a playoff team, which I don't know that they do at this point, but if they want to keep that idea alive, they better win. They can't start 0-4, and the Titans have not been very good. Chelsea knows this. We all know this. I like Cam Ward, but outside of him, they don't really have a lot going on that roster. If the Texans can't beat them, they got to fire that whole team into the sun.
Oh, Texans have been bad. Like, why is C.J. Stroud regressing the way that he has? He looks like, I mean, remember he came on, it was, oh my God, and that was the comparison for Jaden Daniels, which was, oh my God, look what C.J. Stroud did, and now he looks like a different quarterback.
Well, yeah, because his offensive line's not good. Like, last year they gave up the second most sacks of any offensive line in the league, and this year he's running for his life again. So, like, maybe he's not as good, but it's also a team thing as well. And as far as the Titans go, like, I'm officially dead inside. Like, if there's ever a year to beat the Texans, this would be it. But I can't trust our head coach to know the rules or manage a game at halftime, you know, to make the right calls with 2 minutes left in the half to where we're not giving the other team points. So, like, I don't know if I'd pick, you know, the Texans in Survivor, but, like, the Titans are an absolute disaster. Like, they are calling for Brian Callen to be fired in, like, the next 2 weeks.
It's wild. Three games in. So, which team is in the biggest danger of losing this week? Bills are going to win. Come on.
The Texans.
Is it the Texans?
It'll be the one game where Cam Ward plays out of his mind. All of the whole narrative is about how Callahan can't do his job, about how they stink. I mean, we just had that conversation. Watch, he's going to turn around and go for, like, 350 yards and two tutties. And C.J. Stroud's going to have 118 yards.
Is there a possibility that the Giants with Jackson Dart could surprise us here? I'm not picking on you, Doubley. I don't think this is going to happen. But you know how it is with a team getting a spark with a guy who has a live arm and there's not a lot of film on him from the NFL and he comes in. That's not going to happen. Not against Haba, right?
It's okay, Jenks. We're just going – we're regressing – like every C.J. Stroud here and going back to what we did last year, fading Dykstra. It's cool. I'm okay with it. It happens. There is some concern there because I do think, and I think you've said this too, I do think Jackson Dart is the future of that team. Mm-hmm. I think he is that good. His placement on balls. I mean, if anyone's happy right now, it should be Malik Nabers going, I have a quarterback. Oh, yay. So it could happen. I just don't know if that defense is ready for what Justin Herbert's going to bring because he looks unconscious right now.
Dylan, what do you think? Chime on in here, man. Is it me, the Lions, or are the Doo-Doo Browns going to show up and do something here?
No, I gotta kind of agree with Denton, even though he was kind of self-sabotaging right there. But I think the Titans could be live in this if Cam Ward plays well. I mean, he's kind of made some boneheaded mistakes so far, so I don't feel great about the Titans. But yeah, if I were to pick on one, I'd say the Texans, and C.J. Stroud just stumbles yet again.
That's fair.
Yeah, no. We're not putting this on Cam Ward. We are not putting this on Cam Ward because he has been good. The problem has been the coaching and the fact that Calvin Ridley has the dropsies.
He does.
Like, he was supposed to be the veteran receiver and the security blanket that Cam Ward could depend on. And now he has some of the worst drops and the most drops of any number one receiver in the league. So, like, you can blame a lot of things on the Titans, but do not blame this disaster of a season on Cam Ward.
There is the Titans passion we've been searching for all year long. Don't you dare.
It's been here.
That's right. I was trying to find it because you went from I'm dead inside when it comes to the Titans to don't you dare take a shot at Cam. I knew it was in there somewhere. It's like Darth Vader trying to find, you know, trying to find the force in there. It's like, I know you have some good in you, Chelsea. I know you have some Titans passion in there somewhere. And we found it.
Well, I'm still dead inside for the team. The organization is a trash can. Okay. We have one good player.
Cam Ward. You have Cam Ward. Coming up next here on the show. Ooh, man. We've laid out our bets for Thursday Night Football. We've talked Survivor, but which one of those bets is going to make the official card? Find out next when we wrap things up here on The Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.